Eric from the Hot Pass Podcast. How's everybody doing? It is the Hot Pass Podcast betting show. Coming out at maybe 2 hours late than I usually do, but hey, it's better than nothing. Also, your boy has got the Atlanta sickness. All week I've been dealing with like a head cold, sore throat, you know, body aches. And it's been rough. All right, we went a little too hard in Atlanta, your boy is struggling. So we're gonna do a good one here. I might have to pause every once in a while and get a sip of water or blow my nose. So we'll just power through this together. All right, Hot Pass Podcast. You guys know where to get it: Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating on those platforms. Always helps us out. Please stop right now and leave us a 5-star rating if you can. Go to the Hot Pass Podcast on YouTube. We have my brand new couch here, and I'm kind of bouncing back and forth. Do I want to do the podcast on YouTube until I get the full setup? I'm just sitting on my couch, shit, have a couple NASCAR things in the background. We might start doing that on Tuesday and then get it uploaded to YouTube. So go to the Hot Pass Podcast on YouTube. Link is in the bio wherever you find the podcast, and go over there and subscribe. Make sure to like and share and rate the podcast over there. And then go to @FurlongEric__ on all social media platforms. That is FurlongEric__ on X, Instagram, and TikTok. And make sure to check that out, because if you guys go to my Instagram or my X and follow me there, you'll get notifications of every time I post if you hit the notification bell, because Fridays and Saturdays before the truck and Xfinity races, about half an hour before the race, to sometimes an hour, I'll post all my picks for those races. And the Friday morning betting show is where the truck and Xfinity is exclusive. And then if you go to the link in my bio, you can go over to the Action Network and subscribe, or I guess download it or whatever. It is a free app. I'm not sponsored by it, but if you guys want to know my Cup Series bets, early plays on in the week, if you guys go to the Action Network and download that, boom, there you go. Immediately you get a notification every time I place a bet. And we've already got one on there, some early plays. And let's get into it, all right? Xfinity, okay? Huge field. Let's see if I can pull up the field here or whatever. Lots of drivers. No SVG in it, but we do have, obviously, Connor Zilich driving always in the... oh, my God, there goes my fucking alarm. He's just going to be an absolute menace all year. You already know that he'll win at some point. But let me tell you one thing we just have to remember. You guys can bet him all you want all year. And but if somebody gets to his ass, they will move him. Because, like, if he say for example he wins COTA, then we go to Sonoma and he wins that. At some point, if he's already won a couple of races, people are not going to be hesitant to just keep letting him win. They're just going to fucking move him out of the way. Betting extremely hard. Even last year at COTA, I understand it was his first truck race or whatever, but he was moved out of the, or he overshot the corner or whatever. So, wouldn't be surprised if he gets the fucking boot here. I can't find shit on. Let me see if I can. I gotta stop going to Bob Pockers' like photos and just scroll through to try and find the order here. So yeah, we got and I guess Connor Zilich is making his cup debut, and shouts out to Red Bull again. But so the big names are William Byron in the 17, huge. Kyle Larson won in that car last year. Obviously didn't have the best car. And honestly, it's not always the best car. So if you're out here betting these favorites, honestly, personally, choose who you like. Personally, Connor Zilich's number is just too short. If you want to pick and choose between Ross and William Byron, Ross has been really good here in the past in the track house stuff. As one did the double doink and fucking sent AJ Allmendinger and Alex Bowman around, and he went and won the race. He's been good, but that number nine also doesn't always have the best speed. Also, one thing I have to harp on is Ross Chastain and doing live pits super early on in the year. And the one thing I'm very hesitant on always betting Ross super early on in the year is he gets a lot of speeding penalties on pit road. So expect that possibly this weekend, as well as when you go to Phoenix and so on and so forth. Super early on, Ross Chastain and Kyle Busch are some of the worst guys to bet on because they always get fucking pit penalties early on in the year. So yeah, we have William Byron, Ross Chastain, Corey Heim in the 24, not the 26, because you got Dean Thompson over there. Carson Hocevar in the SS Greenlight number 14. I don't expect much there. And then you have Riley Herbst in the 19, who is actually not too shabby on road courses. He's okay. He's been caught up in a lot of stuff. But what's exciting in that position is he's not racing for points or anything. So a lot of the times he knows his position when it comes to whether they were in the playoffs at Watkins Glen or if they were at the Charlotte Roval, which ends up having a bad finish there all the time. But he's in a position where he's racing for points. And in these races, he's kind of just hovering around. He's trying to stay out to get points and all this stuff. And in this position, he can play the strategy of not going for points and just going for the best finish possible. So we have top 10 odds. I think I ended up listening to the NASCAR Gambling Podcast or whatever. They talked about Riley Herbst at 3-1 for a top 10. I don't hate that number either. There's a lot of numbers that I do not hate when we're looking at top 10s this week for Xfinity. So let's pull those up. Guys, if you guys don't have Bet365, move to a state that has Bet365. And because if you're not, what are we doing? We'll start off. I always start off at matchups. And then work my way to the top 10s, top 5s, top 3s, and outright. I haven't really looked much at head-to-heads. The only thing that always scares me on this track is that turn one, man, and these late race restarts. I mean, last year, Sage Karam was going to be a top 5 lock, and Parker Kligerman spins him around, and that's where Parker and I ended up having our a lot of differences. But there's some okay matchups. I'm just on Bet365 right now. I can slide over to DraftKings as well. But I think there's a great head to head on Carson Quabble versus Riley Herbst. Riley Herbst, as I just said, Riley Herbst is just going for a win. Carson Quabble coming from short tracks, I'm sure he's probably spent a lot of time in the simulator, but is not a road course savant, is what some would say. So I like that. It's -115 on Bet365. I think that will probably change in the favorite for Riley Herbst. I can't see much coming out of the. Oh my God, Sam Ayer got bet down to 11-1. That's wild, dog. trying to see some matchups and stuff here or whatever. I wanted to get in early on my boy Sam Mayer here, but it looks like these lines have really, really switched out here. He's 14-1 still on some books. Anyways, back to the head-to-heads because we got to make this quick. I think that Riley Herbst just has the foot forward on that, and I think this is going to be one of those races where it's going to be a rude awakening for Carson Quapple. I think he's going to be in the mix of the middle of the pack a lot of the day, and he's going to get caught up and spun around at some point where Riley Herbst can kind of just maintain his way. And then if he does get caught up in something, he can play the strategy game and not have to worry about points. So I don't mind the Riley Herbst -115 on Bet365 over Carson Quapple. If you like the Corey Heim over Carson Hocevar, it's on, it's -145, over Carson for the Corey Heim side on DraftKings. But if you go over to Bet365, he's -130, which they've been betting that a lot because of the car or whatever that Carson Hocevar has and the finishes he's had in the Xfinity series. And I don't hate that because Corey Heim is not too shabby on road courses either. He's just kind of good kind of everywhere. but we just want to see if that number 24. The only thing is, can that number 24 make it to the end of the race? I mean, we've seen Sage Karam and a couple other guys be in that car or whatever and make it happen. But anyways, so let's just go to the top 10 on that Bet365. So we end up having that Riley Herbs over Carson Quapel. There's a lot of beautiful odds, man. There's a lot. You pick and choose them. I mean, Sheldon. Okay, so let me just kind of go into why I'm not betting Sheldon Creed for a top 10. You do have Justin Allgaier at plus 110 for a top 10. This track, for some reason, actually hasn't been the best for Sheldon Creed for road courses. This is actually one of been probably one of his worst. The line at plus 110 is fantastic. You're getting plus money on a guy that's really good at road courses. The only thing that's kind of making me hesitate is because of his history here. He's been good. I mean, last year, the Joe Gibbs car obviously kind of had to take that away. Like, they were already having engine problems before they even went green. And he had some moments where he ends up getting spun around and having some other issues in the number two car when he was driving for RCR. This is the double zero. The double zero, actually, with Cole Custer has actually been a solid car on road courses. I just can't get to the plus 110 because you really got to lay down a lot of money. I can check and see what his top five number is. Personally, that's kind of what I would be looking at because of the longer number. He's plus 325 on Bet365 for a top five. If I were you, I would be taking the top five. I understand there's a lot of gap between the top 10 and being in the top five. But if you truly believe that he's going to be riding around in the top 10, I truly believe that Sheldon Creed in that double zero and the Stuart Haas car is going to be able to be inside the top five with the talent that Sheldon Creed has. I'm going to be kind of just taking him outright. I mean, we'll get to that in a minute, but the plus 110 is just scary. So we'll go back to the top 10s here. I think there's a lot of value in some guys that are a bit on the longer side. some of these lines have moved a little bit. Because Riley Herbst was plus 300 for a top 10, but he's now plus 250, but whatever. We saw Austin Hill at minus 130. That's no problem. He can play the strategy game. He's won. Corey Heim plus 137. You can't take that. In that number 24 car? No. Carson Hocevar, plus 150. Get out of here. Sammy Smith, hit or miss on road courses. I feel like he gets into a lot of shit, man, too. Like, one guy that it's like, I wish it was like a plus 300 is Taylor Gray, man. Taylor Gray is not bad. Not bad. And I think he's going to prove a lot of people wrong. Like, I think he's going to win a race this year? I wouldn't be surprised. He's in a Joe Gibbs car, and he has a lot of talent, and he's kind of shown it already in the first 2 weeks here that he can fucking finish a race. the plus 200, I wish it was a little longer. I really want to take Taylor Gray. So we'll see how he qualifies. If we get these, I doubt we get these top 10 odds again. But if he drifts out about like a plus 300, then we'll be taking it. Riley Herbst at plus 250. I think that's a great top 10 number. We had Jesse Love at plus 200. I don't hate that. But I really like the Riley Herbst at plus 250. So we've taken that, putting a unit on it. Sage Karam being there at plus 280. No, thank you. He's in the SS Greenlight car, and he's like, don't get me wrong, he is great on road courses, and he's proved it here in the past. But the only thing that scares me is that car. That's a rough one. Where is it? Anyways, it's not a good car. Maybe like the 53 or something, whatever. I'm not a big fan of the car that he's in this weekend, so we're going to be staying away from. And usually it's an auto bet for me for him for a top five. The top 10 might be a bit of a stretch because that car, boy. Harrison Burton. Not a bad road course driver in the Xfinity series, but at the same time, I've looked at his finishes. I don't know. I feel like he might be getting caught up in some stuff. But my favorite ones and some crazy long shots, Austin Green. I was the first one on social media to call it out. Shouts out, plus 600. It's still sitting there on Bet365 as we speak. Austin Green, plus 600. We've seen him get a top five at Sonoma. We've seen him do the top 10s a couple of times already. And at plus 600, this should not be where it's at. Honestly, I think he should be sitting around plus 300 or so. because of the talent, because of the way he just shows up on road courses, and he can kind of just put himself there and knows how to have wreck avoidance, knock on wood, because now watch, he'll fucking crash out. But Austin Green, plus 600, great fucking number. Go look at his finishes on racing references. Unreal, makes it to the end pretty much at every, I'm pretty sure on like every race he's had there. I think he's finished inside the top 15 every time. Now, it's going to be a long shot for a reason, but he is in that Jordan Anderson Racing 32, which is like not a bad car at all. So I'm really excited to see Austin Green race, and it's going to be one of those fun ones where he might be mid pack the whole day and some chaos kind of starts happening at the end of the race, and he squeaks through. He did that last year and finished in the top 10. So you just need those. One guy that is a Canadian boy, shouts out, Alex LeBay at 12-1. He's done it at the Charlotte Roval a couple of times, finished inside the top 10. He's a long shot for a reason. He's in the 07. It's not a very good car, but he is a road course ringer. And plus 1,200, you don't really have to put much. You just a little shabby little sprinkle on there. I do it every time. And now that we're getting him for a top 10, rather than I used to bet him for a top 5, and we would be close sometimes. The top 10, I don't mind it with the amount of chaos that can happen in these races late in the race. And Alex LeBay kind of, he can just maybe just be there at the end. It's not a great car, but plus 1,200 for a top 10 is kind of fucking nuts. Another one that could just maybe happen, and has kind of done it a couple of times, like just kind of been there, is where is he here? I'm just looking up his name. Where is he here? This is, okay, this is what I have an issue with, is trying to like, We need bigger names here, people. Where are you, bitch? 91 of Josh Balicki at 16-1. We're just going to say Josh Balicki, 16-1. Shouts out. Okay. Top fives. Give me some Sam Merritt, plus 250. Give me Sheldon Creed at plus 325. We're laddering that up. And give me, what? Wow. Give me, man. Bro, this is tempting. There's a lot of great numbers out here, bro. Riley Herbst at 11-1 for a top five. Shouts out. And then we're just going to skip top threes. It's just so short. Outrights, man. Honestly, Sheldon Creed, 22-1 on Caesars. That's my long shot play. I mean, the heavy hitters at the front, it is going to be extremely hard. What is it? I want to find what Riley Herbst is sitting at, because Riley Herbst is not like the greatest, but in a late race, like he's in a Joe Gibbs car. He's in a Joe Gibbs car. He's sitting on Sage Karam is driving in the dog shit car. And they're sitting around the same number. I get it, Riley Herbst is not the best road course racer, but you don't have to sprinkle much, like 10, 20 bucks, pay out 600 bucks. If you put a shit ton of money on that, but man, I mean, unreal numbers that we're gonna get on a Riley Herbst if he qualifies half decent, which I can see him qualifying pretty damn good. So let me just pull him up on a couple other books here. I'm just trying to find, I just want to make sure I find the best number for you guys here. So he's sitting at 66-1 on Bet Rivers, Bet365, and he's sitting at 40-1 on a Caesar. So make sure to hunt on your books. I'm going to sprinkle 10, 15 bucks on that just to have a little fun with Riley Herbst. Sheldon Creed at 22-1. Sam Merritt was about 16-1 on Caesars, now down to 11-1. And Riley Herbst, it's basically the same fucking number, but like Riley Herbst would place himself okay in that 98, and then now it's just a 41. You're just switching the numbers. But Sam Merritt is a great road course driver, and him sitting at like 14-1 on Bet365 right now, he's sitting at 14-1 on Bet Rivers. 11-1 on Caesars is disgusting. He's sitting at 13-1 on DraftKings. I wonder if FanDuel actually has numbers here in Canada. I know, like, the thing is for you guys is, like, there's a lot of different numbers going around. Some sports books in America like have the odds, but like, see, I don't even have on FanDuel. I don't even have Xfinity odds. So, best number out there is 14-1. Have you got on that 16-1 earlier on Caesars? Unreal number. Get on that Sheldon Creed number 22-1, and then choose your favorite out of the two: William Byron or Ross Chastain. If Connor Zilch goes and wins this race, I feel really comfortable with the top 10 numbers and the top fives that we have gotten. And I feel like we're going to be able to be profitable this weekend. God bless Bet365 for having top 10 odds. We love you. So we started off with what? Riley Herbst over Carson Kwapel at -115 on Bet365. The top 10s, +250 for Riley Herbst. We also have, who was it? Fucking Austin Green at +600. Shouts out to me calling that out early, and the line still hasn't moved, which is shows the power of my voice. And then Alex LeBay at 12-1, and Josh Blicky at 16-1, just for some fun. There's a lot of, remember, for the top tens, there's a lot of beautiful numbers out there. Pick and choose who you'd like. There's a lot of good value out there. And then it was Sam Mayer at +250 on Bet365 for a top five. Sheldon Creed at +325 for a top five. And then Riley Herbst at 11-1 for a top five. Insane. What? And then outrights, we'll just take it. Riley Herbst 66-1 on Bet Rivers and a couple other books on Bet365 as well. And then Sheldon Creed at 22-1 on Caesars and Sam Mayer at 14-1 on readily available sportsbook. And take your pick between Ross and William Byron. All right, so let's just get into the Cup Series, man. I'll give you guys out my qualifying bets here quick, too, as well. Let's bounce over here. Usually I do this last, but I just want to get it out to you guys real quick. There's going to be no explanation really behind it other than I feel really good. Actually, I want to pull it up here on Caesars as well. But Bet Rivers, I know Bet365 has some numbers out there, but right now Bet Rivers and Caesars seem to have like the best lines here or whatever for winning the poll. So a lot of numbers have shifted around. Seems to me that Bet Rivers actually has the best numbers. A lot of numbers have been bet down. Like Ross Chastain has been bet down to +325 to win the poll. Get out of here. William Byron started at the day at +700 to win the poll. He's now +275 to win the poll. That is insane. You go to William, that's on Bet Rivers, by the way. If you go over to Caesars, William Byron is +700 to win the poll. He's +450 on Bet365. So make sure to hunt your numbers down. Make sure to go to Caesars if you feel William Byron is your guy and bet him there, not at plus, what was it, Bet Rivers? +275 to win the poll. No. Okay, wait. I was looking at outright odds or whatever. Oopsie poopsie. On Bet Rivers. So Bet Rivers is still sitting at +700. But so don't go to Bet365 and bet +450 for William Byron to win the poll. My bets, just little sprinkle plays, actually Ty Gibbs and AJ Allmendinger. Ty Gibbs has drifted out a little bit. He started the day at +700. He's now +900. I'm happy I waited. I think he's going to be very good at qualifying. He's been right there. Almost got the pole last year. He's almost got the pole a couple of times. I think he ended up getting the pole at some point throughout the year, and we hit it. But last year, if my memory isn't escaping me, but Ty Gibbs was really close to winning the pole here last year. The Joe Gibbs cars were really good. William Byron ended up getting the pole. But I understand Tyler Reddick and SVG and Connor Zilich are in the field or whatever, but like Tyler Reddick, since 2 years ago, has not been the road course savant and king that we once saw, and that has been taken from him, and has kind of juggled between a couple of other guys. William Byron has really been showing his force on road courses as well, but it's been kind of juggling around, and I feel like this is going to be a Ty Gibbs weekend, guys. I got to be honest. If he can get that pit road shit and the engine stuff all figured out, this is going to be a great Ty Gibbs day. Ty Gibbs at our weekend. Ty Gibbs at 9-1 to win the poll. I love that number. And then the road course savant himself. Why not? AJ Allmendinger at 20-1 to win the poll. Little shekel play because there's a lot of big names up there. Tyler Reddick, SVG, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson. not necessarily too worried about. I mean, Kyle Larson is sitting at what? $12-1 to win the poll on Bet365. You guys want to take that? I might take a little sprinkle play on there, but he hasn't been the greatest either. One guy to kind of just keep an eye out for and who's not bad at road courses this weekend is Chase Briscoe. I feel like we may see Chase Briscoe actually do really well. So just we'll talk about that in a second. But Ty Gibbs 9-1, AJ Allmendinger at 20-1, and we'll take a sprinkle on Kyle Larson at 12-1 to win the poll. Why not? Yeah, let's just get into the odds here, guys. Honestly, I haven't really taken much. The top 10s, you can take the Chris Buschers out there at top 10 at plus money. Do you trust Michael McDowell in the Spire car to get a top 10? He's plus money sitting out there. Bubba Wallace has had really good qualifying efforts, but can you trust him in the long run on top 10s? I'm kind of just, I'm betting heavy on the Xfinity race, and then we'll wait till Sunday morning to see kind of what I'm taking. But you can get some solid numbers out there, but you know, I'm very intrigued to see how some of these guys perform. I think we've kind of dwindled it down to, like, you know, Alex Bowman being plus 100 as well. But like, the thing is I'm in my head at the fact that there have been guys that have performed really, really, really well, like Alex Bowman, Kyle Busch, so on and so forth at this track in the past. But with the old configuration as well as Ross, but it's the old configuration. Now we have the new one. And these guys that are road course savants that are usually really good, every road course you go to, I feel like that is where you want to be at. And those are the guys you want to be on. The AJ Allmendingers, the Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, kind of, William Byron, you know, the Zilich, you got to get over that, guys. The SVGs of the world, Austin Cindricks, you know. So right now, if I'm just looking at top 10s on Bet365, minus 125 for Ty Gibbs for a top 10. We're going to climb the ladder on this one. Minus 125 for Ty Gibbs for a top 10. That's what I meant to say, is a top 10. And then Austin Cindric plus 150 for a top 10. And as well as, who did I just see here? Alex Bowman. No. Ty Gibbs and Austin Cindric. I like those numbers as well. And then the top five, man, we're just going to jump right out. If there's a better number here, I'm just looking at Bet365, but I haven't done much hunting because we're kind of just doing this off the cuff. Ty Gibbs and AJ Allmendinger. AJ Allmendinger's plus 250, Ty Gibbs plus 275. That's what I'm going to be taking. AJ Allmendinger's back in that 16. We know what he's been doing good here. Like, he's been doing well here in the past. And honestly, if I'm him, I ain't points racing. I'm trying to win, dude. I'm not points racing because those college cars have not been good. And you can't trust it. It's just trying to hope to God that you go to a Nashville and win there where you're good on concrete. These are your opportunities to win races, and I'm not points racing. I'm trying to get the win. So AJ Allmendinger plus 250 and Ty Gibbs a plus 275 for a top five. And outrights, man. Connor Zilich, get out of here with that nonsense. SVG's been beaten. I did tweet out, I'll take it back. I did tweet out earlier on in the week that SVG is going to be on my card. He will not be. I feel like there's a lot of numbers out there that you can take. And I've been humming and hawing, bouncing around back and forth between who will I take for an outright pick. And then, like, a lot of people are always on Chase Elliott. What has he shown us? But I think in this moment in time, I think it's your time to be able to take guys like, with this new configuration, who can learn a track faster than anybody, and that is Kyle Larson to win the race. With the natural talent and being able to, and I know I'm saying it, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not a Kyle Larson fan. But when you have him sitting out at these numbers, right, and it drifts out because you got a Connor Zilich up there, and he's sitting at 10-1. See if I can, I saw 11-1 on FanDuel earlier on in the week, and now that's gone. He's drifted down to 10-1, but I've been bet down to 10-1, but man, honestly, like, who learns a track faster than anybody else? Who knows that he's going to win down the road and get you that dub? Like who in a late race restart, who's better? Now, boom, there you go. As we speak, he drifts out to 12-1 on FanDuel. I'll take it. I understand he has not been the road course savant that we have seen in the past, like in the Gen 6. But he has been good. He has been good. These new tracks, he kind of just figures it out right away. The new course layouts. And a guy you can trust when you go and have a new layout that can figure it out and have all the talent come out in the world. Late race restarts, anything with strategy. His whole crew is unreal. The pit crew is unreal. I'm sure they'll figure it out. And at 12-1 for a Kyle Larson, I gotta take it over Tyler Reddick, who's kind of just hasn't been the road course savant that we've seen. Yeah, he's won here in the past. SVG has been beaten. We've seen it. Chris Buescher, people won 30-40-1. I was live at the track, hit that as well. Shouts out. And Connor Cilic, I understand. If he beats us, we all look like a bunch of fools. But until he actually gets behind the car, I can't trust him with all these big dogs, and we're going to turn one. The guy gets shipped around. They don't want him to win. And, I just trust him at that number. So Kyle Larson, 12-1. Don't give a fuck. AJ Allmendinger has drifted out to 16-1, dude. Now, has this been his best track? No. But in 2022, at a new track, in the Gen, they were there in 2021 in the Gen 6, but in the new cars, new track, pretty new. And AJ Allmendinger could have won the race, should have won the race with the battle between Alex Bowman and Ross Chastain. In this moment with a new layout, you got to trust the guys that have always been good at road courses, know how to carry speed through the corners, has always been trustworthy with your money when it comes to road courses. And this is the weekend that 16-1 for AJ Allmendinger on FanDuel is the line I'm going to take. A guy that you can trust. College cars have not always been that good. And last year, we saw a complete downfall every time they would go to the Cup Series or Xfinity races. And it looks like they've kind of stepped up their Xfinity speed so far. I understand we've gone to only Super Speedways so far, but qualifying speeds have been there. I want it to kind of transfer over to the road courses, whether it's in Cup or Xfinity. And I expect AJ Allmendinger to be up there. Come on, Dinger. Let's get it done, baby. 16-1. Unreal number. You know, like in the qualifying group, that most likely he will qualify really well. I'm actually going to pull that up quick. Because he has qualified pretty well here in the past. So like that's 16-1. Now, if you get William Byron, Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs up there, all qualifying really, really well. He might sit. I think he'd still probably be sitting around a 14-1, even if he does make it into the top 10. It might get down to like 11 or 12-1 if he qualifies inside the top five. But I do like the 16-1. Just get in on it early. Because even then, because it is AJ Allmendinger, you're not gonna see him drift out much more than that. Like he's gonna be there. So he's qualified 2021 7th, which was Gen 6. Qualified 20th in 2022 and then ended up, he almost won the race. So, I mean, went from 20th all the way up to there and played it right. That was when we had stage racing. 2023, we had no stage racing. He ended up starting 7th and finishing 34th. Was in a crash, though. And then, he qualified 14th last year with stage racing. He was in the 13 car, too, as well, by the way. So, if you think about it, so he ended up finishing 6th or whatever. And that was, so when it comes to stage racing, he's there. That was in the 13 last year. And then in 2022, ended up finishing 33rd, but ended up getting crashed out. And in 2021 in the Gen 6, finished 5th. So that would cast your top 5 as well. AJ Allmendinger is always there. You can trust him. The biggest thing is has he been the most consistent at qualifying? No. But I don't expect him to be the best at qualifying. Last year wasn't even the best cars. He qualified 14th, which isn't like horrible. The last time they had really good cars in the Cup Series was 2 years ago, and he qualified 7th. So if they do bring good cars and they're fast, My favorite part about AJ Allmendinger when he comes to a road course is he's very critical and he always sounds upset. So when you have your money on him at 16-1 or at plus 250 for a top five, you're going to be upset with yourself all day because he's complaining about the car and all this shit, but he's never happy when he's in the car. And even if he's like winning the race, he was not happy with the car until he's finally cheering in victory lane. But he's dialed in every time he comes to these road courses. He's back in the 16. He's had some good races here and in other road courses in the past. I just trust him at 16-1, and I don't think even if he qualifies outside the top 10, he's not going to drift out much more than that. And then boom, Ty Gibbs. We got him at 18-1 on DraftKings last night. See if he's still at 18-1. He probably got bet down. Yeah, he's still sitting at 18-1. 18-1, man, Ty Gibbs. I feel like this is the weekend for Ty Gibbs to get his first win. We've seen it multiple times here at COTA, getting your first win. We've seen it multiple times with Cup Series drivers in the past, get their first win on road courses. And Ty Gibbs, let's get it done this weekend, man. Let's get the monkey off your back, the Joe Gibbs car, and then let's just, he's probably driving maybe Monster. I don't know. But I want him to win, man. Honestly, he's kind of had a bad year last year, but he started off okay, you know, at COTA. He's had good road course finishes and was doing well at the street course as well. Like, he's just good on road courses, man. We saw him in the Xfinity Series, and I love it, man, honestly. So our pick, I don't have to go too deep into Ty Gibbs, but our picks, top 10s, we had Ty Gibbs at minus 125. We had Austin Cindric at plus 150 as a road course savant himself. He's at speed on super speedways, but you know, nonetheless, new layout. I think he'll be hanging around 10th all day, just outside the top 10. Top fives, AJ Allmendinger plus 250, Ty Gibbs at plus 275 on Bet365. If you have a better number out there, make sure to hunt it. I just went on quickly on Bet365. And the outrights, Kyle Larson 12-1 and AJ Allmendinger 16-1. This is all on FanDuel, and then on DraftKings 18-1. If you're one of those people that early on, what was it, Thursday during the day on FanDuel, at least here in Canada, he was at 21-1. That was unreal. That is the dumbest number I've seen on Ty Gibbs, and why would you do that? That's why I got bet down to 16-1. But that's my picks. And then the poll winners, Ty Gibbs at 9-1 on Bet Rivers and 20-1 for AJ Allmendinger, and maybe a little sprinkle for yourselves on Kyle Larson. So the same outrights are the same picks for the poll. And if we go into that with the poll position, I feel real comfortable on that skinny pit road. So there you go, guys. Quick little Hot Pass podcast betting show. We're coming up on our 100th episode. I think Tuesday might be our 100th episode. So yeah, you know what? For that, for our 100th episode, we'll be back on YouTube. I'll get a little set up over on my brand new couch, my cozy couch, and we'll be back on YouTube for the 100th episode as a little treat. All right? Make sure you go to listen to the Hot Pass podcast, wherever you guys get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Leave a 5-star rating on those platforms, baby. And hopefully, and if you do that, I'll probably feel a little bit better from my sickness. It'll heal me. I can feel it every time you give me a 5-star rating. So Hot Pass Podcast on Apple, Spotify, go over YouTube, make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell there on all platforms. So you guys can see when I'm back up on YouTube on Tuesday. Go to @FurlongEric_ on all social media platforms. That's FurlongEric_ on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure to follow me there, because right now I've been coming out with videos just before the races or a couple hours before the races of me basically talking about my bets for Xfinity and trucks and stuff and Cup. So you want to see some vintage NASCAR tees and my fucking sick ass tattoos, dog? Go there. You can see those videos. Make sure to follow me and hit the notification bell, because 30 minutes before the race for Truck and Xfinity, I will always post my full betting card. And the Truck and Xfinity bets are always exclusive to the Hot Pass podcast. You can go over to the Action Network. Link is in the bio wherever you find me. Go to the Action Network. It's free. It's a free app. You can download it. And every time I place a Cup Series bet, you will see me log it on there. All right. That's how we got the Ty Gibbs at 18-1 early on. And, that's been the Hot Pass Podcast, man. 100th episode on Tuesday. I appreciate you guys always listening and loving the bets. And let's go to Coda, Austin, Texas, home of Joe Rogan. And let's go win a race and put on a show better than F1. F1 can go suck our nuts. Anyways, love you guys. Talk to you on Tuesday. And let's go make a bag. Peace. We'll be right back.